More than 100 organisations and community groups are urging the federal government not to return asylum seekers to Nauru and Manus Island until their safety in the detention centres can be guaranteed. They've been moved by the case of a 5-year-old Iranian girl, first reported on AM, whose father said she had attempted suicide because she doesn't want to be sent back to Nauru. It comes as a small group of asylum seekers and refugees on Nauru have agreed to the federal government's offer to be transferred to Cambodia, Peter Donald reports.
The 5-year-old Iranian girl is in detention in Darwin while her father waits for medical treatment. AM has already reported she'd exhibited sexualised behaviour while she was on Nauru, and her father says she's been attempting suicide because she doesn't want to go back. Paul Power from the Refugee Council of Australia says the girl shouldn't be sent.
The idea of sending a highly vulnerable 5-year-old girl back to a situation in Nauru, which actually hasn't been resolved in the way that the government has promised, is clearly unacceptable. And we've had, you know, we asked organisations over a period of less than 24 hours whether they would consider and sign on to our statement, and we had more than 100 organisations do it very willingly and very quickly.
UNICEF, World Vision, Oxfam, Amnesty International, churches and other religious groups are among the 100 organisations to sign the statement. It calls for the 200 or so asylum seekers in Australia for treatment to be allowed to stay until the government has implemented the recommendations of 2 reports into allegations of physical and sexual abuse on Manus and Nauru, as it has promised to do. Paul Power.
The least the government can do for people who are currently facing return to those 2 detention centres is that they should ensure that all 32 recommendations are fully implemented before sending people back to a situation which otherwise would be a situation of considerable danger for the individuals.
On AM yesterday, the Greens Senator, Sarah Hanson-Young, accused the Minister, Peter Dutton, of torturing the 5-year-old girl by not removing her from detention, as psychiatrists and psychologists have advised. The Minister has been doing his best to persuade those on Nauru to make a new life in Cambodia, offering payments understood to be worth up to $15,000 as part of the resettlement offer.
We have a group of people who have accepted that offer, and those people will shortly travel to Cambodia.
One source has told AM 4 asylum seekers and refugees have agreed to go. Some advocates say it's up to 6 out of the 1,200 refugees and asylum seekers on the island. For Mr Dutton, it's a start.
And we want to demonstrate that this can work, and I think other people will follow. But we've made it very clear that the arrangements won't be as generous to those people who have taken the decision and had the courage, frankly, to stare down some of the troublemakers on Nauru who are trying to convince people not to take up the package to go to Cambodia.
One of those he's referring to is Ian Rintoul from the Refugee Action Coalition.
No, I think there are very, very few people who will take up the offer. The government has had a long time to try and coerce and bribe, you know, refugees to accept the extraordinary amounts of money being offered.
Ian Rintoul from the Refugee Action Coalition, ending Peter Donald's report.